So the mission tells us on Daf Yud Daled that a shochet b'Shabbos of Yom Kippurim afapish mischay benafsho shchitas of kishera. Even though the guy, of course, is mechal Shabbos and mechal Yom Kippurim, he's chayv misa, he's chayv kares. The shchita is still a good shchita. So Tosas asks the question that, as you all saw, Tema ibn Mezid heyach shchitas kishera. If he did this on purpose, so that makes him hamumar lechal Shabbos. And we know that a mumur lechal Shabbos is aser lechal mishchitah, so we saw in Daf Hey. So this guy shechted on Shabbos b'mezid. So now, if he's a mumur lechal tarkula, his shchita is pasul, and how are you allowed to eat from his shchita? So Tosfos answers, it must be a situation of mishum pam achas lo chashiv mumur. A person who violates something one time, even though it's b'mezid, it doesn't make him into mumur. He has to be two or three times in order to become considered a mumur lechal tarkula. We address this, there's a Mordechai about this topic, about how many times one has to violate an Aveira to become a Mumur L'chal Torah, Kula, to be Mumur L'chal Shabbos. So the understanding here of Tosos, the underlying assumption here is that the Shechita, already the Iser Melecha Shechita, takes place right when you begin. Because if the Shechita only takes place B'gmar Shechita, the Melecha is only violated at the end, so then he wasn't a Mumur on the very first time when he started. That seems to be the implication of Tosos, but he doesn't quite say this. We're going to see later on a different Tosos. If you got there in Chavtes, the Tosos clearly says that the Gemar Shechita is a violation of Shabbos only when you complete it. So, you saw the Rambam. The Rambam says, what's going on here? He says, why don't we say it's a Mumur Shabbos? So the Rambam writes in Perish Mishnayos that the moment the person becomes starts lasos chabura, he makes the first cut. So then he's a dinim mechal shamus. And if you want to say maybe it's not with the first cut, but it's actually when he starts cutting some of the simanim, that's when he violates the melach of shechita. Well, isn't he a mechal shamus at that point? So Tosfos Rambam has to answer therefore to the situation where he did this b'shogeg. If he did it b'mezid, ein achanami, he'd be considered a mumala shabbos right away. And then even the first shechita would be possible. So we'll get to at the end the Rambam what these two ideas are. Is it the beginning of the shechita or it's the ktas siman of the shechita? Which one makes it a melacha of shochet on Shabbos? We'll hold off on that point at the end. But it's clear from the Rambam that the melacha of shechita begins at the beginning. You don't have to wait for the gemar shechita for melacha of Shabbos. I mean, there are two things that are going on here. One is what makes a person into a mumer le Shabbos, and that's tali on also when is the malach of shochet, when is that chal. So seemingly those go hand in hand. So while Tosfos thinks that mechal Shabbos, we'll ignore Tosfos for a moment. The Rambam says the malach of Shabbos takes place right away, and that makes him into mechal Shabbos right away. As opposed to the Ran. The Ran says, no. The Ran says he's going back and forth here, and he clearly says that ein ze klum etzli de b'shabbos nami lo mechayiv ad gemar shchita. The ma'ase shchita doesn't take effect. The malach of shchita doesn't take effect until after the shchita has been finished. De mekame hachi havle mekalkel b'chabura de kaimelan de pater. So Ran says, when you begin the ma'isa shechita, so that's kilkel. You can't eat that animal yet. So you damage the animal. There's the blood coming out of that animal. That's kilkel. And kilkel is only aser midrabanan on Shabbos. So that can't make you into a chil mechal Shabbos b'farhesya. That's not until you complete the act that turns into a melacha on Shabbos daraisa. It's a full-fledged shechita at the end. So then, since it's a tikkun, then that becomes makes him into a mechal Shabbos. You saw the Rekiv Eger on this? So Rekiv Eger mentioned this point as well. So let's hold off on that point just for a moment. So right now what comes out here is the Ran holds that there's kilkel in the beginning. Tchiyas Shechita is kilkel. And that cannot make him into a mumar. It's only an Isser Midirabanan. And the Rambam holds, no, already at the beginning it's considered a mumar. So how come the Rambam, how could he address that? If they both agree that the beginning of Shechita is kilkel, and kilkel is only aser midrabanan, so how could the Rambam say, oh, he's a mumur l'chal Torah kul now, he's a mumur l'shabbos? Well, before I get to the point, does everyone hear that point, that idea? Again, The Ran says the Mlach of Shechita is not Chal until Gemar Shechita. But when you start the Maisa Shechita, that's only a Kilka at that point. It's damaging. Because you can't eat the animal until it's complete. So the Tchila Shechita, that's only an Isser Kilkel Shabbos. And Kilkel being Mekalkel, something on Shabbos, is Aser, but it's only Aser Midirabana. And that can't make a person into a Mumar until the end. But the Rambam says, no, even in the beginning, even when there's a kilk in the beginning, he could still be considered a mumar l'Shabbos. How could he be a mumar l'Shabbos? It's only an iser kilkel. Kilkel is only aser midirabanan. So that's where Rabbi Kivager comes in and says the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ran is about whether or not an iser midirabanan Shabbos could make a person into a mumar l'Shabbos, mumar l'chol ha-Torah kula. That we discussed last week or so. We were discussing whether or not an Issa Derbanan can make a person into a Michal Shabbos or not. And that's this Rabbi Kivager based on this Rambam and this Ran. Everyone clear on that?
The Rambam uses the Lashon of a Kilkel?
He does not.
So
he doesn't say. He doesn't say Kilkel or not.
Maybe
he made it. So we'll get to that point. Very good. He could be. And I think it's true the Rambam does, I think they're Issa. But the first approach is, the first understanding is, at least Rabbi Kivager's understanding is, that they're arguing about, everyone agrees it's Kilkel. In this case, the beginning, Tchila Shechita, is Kilkel. And the question is, can Kilkel, which is Aser Midirabban only, can that make a person into a Mumar or not? So just to review before I get to your question, Rambam thinks it can. The guy begins the Maisa Shechita, it's Makalkel, Aser Midirabban, and he's a Mumar. How come we accept the Shechita? Oh, he must be a case of he did it B'shogeg, that's why. But had B'dam B'mezid, even the first Shechita would be possible according to the Rambam, because the Tchila Shechita makes him already into a Mumar. Ran says no. Tchila Shechita is only a Kilkel. That's only Aser Midirabanan. That can't make a person into a Mechal Shabbos Pervehesha. It's not until the Gemar Shechita that the Malacha Deraisa kicks in, which then makes him into a Mechal Shabbos Pervehesha. Yeah.
This also only works if you say that when he's over a Midirabanan, you're still calling Mechal Shabbos, not just not listening to the Midirabanan. If you say it's
Right. Rav Kivager uses this machlokas. He thinks they're arguing about whether or not an Issa Midirabanan can make a person into a Michal Shabbos L'chol Torah Kula. Is that what you mean?
So the Rambam says that in order to be a Mumar, in order to have status of a Mumar, you have to be Muchsuk, Behurgal, Badavar. So even if you swan, even if it seems to be a steer to around the Pirush Mishnah, even if you say he's Mechal Shabbos already from the first moment he puts the knife into the neck, fine, so he's only Mechal Shabbos one time, but that doesn't give him the status of a Mumar right away.
Ram says that by Mechal Shabbos as well?
He just said by Meshumar or Mumar.
Right, but I think by Mechal Shabbos, that might be more severe. I don't remember the Ram, I have to look it up afterwards. Okay. So now, that's Rabbi Kivager's understanding of this machlokas. Now, to Daniel's point about the machlokas kilkel amasla taken, so when you're doing a kilkel with the intent of being masakin something, so you start, Einach Nami, the first beginning, Tchia Shechita is kilkel, but it turns into eventually a tikkun, you want to get the animal to be kosher, there is a machlokas about that as well, whether that's Deraisa Derabanan, he does make a small mention of that along the way. But that's the first approach. Ladias Daiti, I think Machlokas here is much clearer, I think, what Elu is getting at. I think the Ran and the Rambam are arguing about the nature of the Malacha of Shechita. That's Machlokas. I mean, everyone agrees that you need a Isser Deraisa to make you into Mumar. But the Rambam thinks Tchila Shechita is already a Malacha Deraisa. It's not a Kilkel. That is the Maisa Shechita. That's a Malacha of Shechita, already the beginning stage. Already that Tchila Shechita. It's not Tatikin yet. That's a definition of Shechita. Whenever there's a Netilas Neshama, whenever you're drawing some of the life, we'll get into a little bit further what that means, that's already considered Maisa Shechita, while Ran thinks the Malacha Shechita is only after the Gemar Shechita, after everything is over. So let's address that Machlokas and make things clear. And then we'll come back and make this, I think, seems to be what the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ran are arguing about. And we'll get a chance to see the Gemara in Chulin Daf Ayin Hay, completely random Gemara. But it helps actually bridge these two different points about the Chakira that's brought down in the Achronim about the nature of the Melacha of Shechita. So the Gemara there in Daf Ayin Hay is quoting a Mishnah. in uksin. And the Mishnah wants to know, at what stage do fish, do dogim, me'emasai mekablin tumah? In order for something to be mekablin tumah, something that's alive, other than a person, animals cannot become tame if they're alive. Only when they're dead are they mekablin tumah. So the Mishnah wants to know, at what stage do fish become roi to be mekablin tumah? Beis Shammai says, Mishi Yatodu, once you catch them, because since you don't need to kill a fish, so once it's in your possession, that's already, they're harehen kemesin, they're like dead already, and then they're roi lekabel tuma. Beis Hillel says, no, Mishi Yemosu, they actually have to mamish die. And Rabbi Kiva says, Misha she'en yichon lechayos, when they can't live anymore. So, I mean, if it's dead, it can't live. What's the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel says, Mishi Yemosu, when they die. And Rabbi Kiva says, when they can't live anymore. Isn't that the same thing? If someone's dead, they can't live. If they can't live, they're dead. So the Gemara says, my benai, what's an afkamina? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, dog mikarteya ika benayo. So what's that? So Rashi explains, mikarteya is mifarfer. It's like fluttering around. It's out of the water. It's jumping. It's flipping. Kigon shiyavish bo kisela. It's as dry as a rock. Ubein san pirav, between its fins. Disu lochai, can't live anymore. But it's not yet dead. So it's moving, it's fluttering around, but it's not going to live anymore. It's too dry to ever be able to make it anymore. So there's a stage where it can't live anymore, but it's not yet dead. It's lo chai, but it's not mace. So Rabbi Kiva says, if it's not chai, which means it's dry, even though it's still flipping around, it could already be makabel tumah, and Beis Hillel says, not until it drops dead and stops moving. So you see there's a chilik between mace in any ochal lechayos, it can't live anymore. So that's very significant. That's a chakir that exists in the world of the malacha of shechita. Let's see how. So you guys got a chance to see the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Zayin. I apologize. I make a lot of mistakes. So it's Mar Makomos. I put the wrong Mar Makom for Rebbe Veger. I also put the wrong Daf for the Shabbos. It's Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. In the bottom there, Shmuel has a statement, and Shmuel says that a person who is a shole dog, a person now, that whole Gemara in Chulin was nothing to do with Shabbos. That was all about Tumah. But we just use that as a model for such a chilek between Mace and Eino Chai. So the Gemara now in Shabbos says that Shmuel says that, wrong daf here. Hashole dog min hayam, person who takes a fish out of the water, Kaven Shiyavesh bo kisela, once it's dried like a rock, chayiv. It's chayiv. What do you chayiv for? Says Rashi, Mishum Natilas Neshama Desu lo chay. Once the fish is so dry, it's dry like a rock, so then you can't live anymore, you're chayiv for the Natilas Neshama. Natilas Neshama is a definition of shchita. So ready that moment, if it can't live anymore, it can't make it, that's a violation of shchita. The Rambam says the same exact thing. Anyone see the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halach Aleph? Now the Rambam, we're not spending that much time in Halach of Shechita. The Rambam starts off by saying that the definition of Shechita is HaShochet Chayiv, and Lo Shochet Bavah, not only if you shecht an animal, Kol HaNotel Neshama, Le'echad Mikol Minei Chaya, you remove the life of any animal, whether it's a Chaya, a Behema, Oaf, Dog, Sheretz, Bein b'shchita, bein b'nechir, bein b'alka, however you kill it, you're chayef. Hachonek esachai, one who strangles a live animal, ad shiyamus, until it dies, harez et tol l'shochet. And he goes on to say, v'lo ad shiyamus, you don't have to wait until it actually dies, ela kevin shiyavesh bo, kisela, bein tanpirav chayef, she'od ein yachol l'chayef, it can't live anymore. So the definition both for the Rambam and Rashi is not that it has to be dead, but shechita is whenever it can't live anymore. That's the definition according to the Rambam and Rashi. So the Minchas Chinuch says, based on this, there's a very interesting nafkamina. So let's say a person, he's also picks up on this Rambam. I didn't pick up my own. I saw this in the Minchas Chinuch. But the Minchas Chinuch says, based on this Rambam, let's say a person damages a person or even an animal that badly where it becomes a trefa. What's the definition of a trefa? Anyone know the definition of a trefa according to the Gemara in Chulin? What? Yeah, he can't live out the year. He can't make it. So, any yachal l'chayos. He can live for a few months, but he can't make it out the year. So, a trefa is any yachal l'chayos, but he's not dead. So, what happens if a person on Shabbos image damages a person or behema and makes him into a treifa. What's the halacha? So the chinuch writes, the minchas chinuch writes that since he can't live, that's called netilas neshama because ein yachal l'chayos, he can't live anymore. Based on this Rambam and the Rashi, a very interesting minchas chinuch, he talks about what the halacha is by rutzicha, about making a person into a treifa, and other areas which makes it more of a global discussion. But we're going to be very focused on the malacha of shechita and Shabbos alone. Now, there is a shita of Tosos, though. Tosos does argue. Tosos on Chul and Daf Chaf Tesem and Beis. Well, I shouldn't say he argues on this particular point. Let's say like this first. Before we look at the Ran and Tosos, we can now look back at the Rambam and Perek Shemini Mishnayos and understand what's going on. The Rambam says that Tchilas Shechita, he's already considered Mechal Shabbos. So if he's already considered Mechal Shabbos once he begins the Shechita, so how come we could trust the Shechita? So Rambam says it must be because it's Shogeg. He did it by Shogeg, but had he done it by Mezid, Eino Hanami, he'd already be considered Mechal Shabbos, and we wouldn't trust the Shechita. So while the Rebbe Kveger thought that's because the Rambam thinks that Ma'is Shechita, Tchias Shechita is only Kilkel, and it's only Asim with the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon can make a person into a Mechal Shabbos. I think what Eli was saying as well, that no, the Rambam says, when you begin to make a puncture in the neck of the animal, you're already chayv at that point, and it's no indication there of the Chil Shabbos being their banan or their isa. So I think the simple understanding would be the Rambam l'shitaso. Rambam says you don't have to have the animal to be dead, but if it can't live anymore, already at that point if it can't live, you already begin cutting the neck, the animal's not going to live anymore, that's already considered ma'isa shchita, malacha shchita, midiraisa, and he would be mechal Shabbos. So when he does the rest of shchita, that was a mechal Shabbos per Hesed, doing the shchita, it's aser. The only reason why our Mishnah says it's mutter is because it was done b'shogeg.
Why is that considered enayachal l'chios? Let's say the guy just cuts a little bit of the neck and then stops. The animal would probably live a regular life.
So that's why I think the Rama ends up saying, Im tirtza levar yosir, means if you want to say a little further than that, it's when you begin the ksas simanim. So once you make a cut in the ksas simanim, then the animal can't live anymore. So I think that's the debate here, which we're going to see a second, based on the Mishnah Shabbos, how far are you willing to say? I mean, once you say, Misa is definitely shchita. If you get a stage before, you make a person into a treifa, now the Rambam says that also. Ein yachal chayos, he can't live anymore. So that's also considered ma'isa shchita. How much further away are you able to go? What about drawing blood? With drawing blood, people could live without drawing blood. With drawing blood, it's not going to make the person die soon. Would that be considered a shchita or not? So when you cut the neck, or cut the ktsas simanim, that's much closer to not being able to live. So I think that's the Rambam is struggling with how far away from Ein Yachal Chayos is it going to be. So let's look at the Rashi on Mishnah Shabbos to see how far we're willing to take Netilas Neshama. How far away from Misa can you go? And we'll see the Rambam, I think, L'shitaso, and that's exactly what he's struggling with in this Perish Mishnayos. Is it Ksas Simanim? Is it even the Chabur and the Tzavar?
Then shouldn't he say it in the other order then? Because meaning it's a bigger Chiddush to say less of a Chabur. We should say the first one, which is much more clearly eniyachal lichios, when you cut at least ktsas.
No, I don't think so. No.
Say the second.
No, he says this way. If you're not willing to take my chiddush of the chibur ba'alma, you think it has to be further tzavar, even the miksas simanim also. Still at that point, at least everyone would agree that would make him into a mechal Shabbos. So the Mishnah in Shabbos, just getting this point, I think, clear. How far away from ma'isa shchita is from Misa is the Rambam willing to go? The Mishnah there, and the beginning of the 14th parak of Shabbos, Daf Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph says, Shmona Shratzim, and the Rashi lists some of them in the Psukim, what the eight Shratzim are, Hamur Mitara, that I mentioned in the Psukim, Hatzadan, one who catches them, is Chayv Nitzad, is Chayv Nitzad, Hachova Behem, one who draws blood, is Chayv. So what Malach are you Chayv for when you draw blood from an animal, from Shratzim? So says Rashi, that it's a told of Shochet. Then the Rashi says another pshat, he says, no, it's a told of tzoveya. The Rambam writes, anyone know the Rambam Shita is on this? No, it's Mefarik. Mefarik is a Toldah of which Malacha? Dash. Dash is threshing, dash is extracting something from a covering and encasing, removing liquid from grapes is dash. So Mefarik, removing blood from the body is a violation of Mefarik, according to the Rambam. So the Miri wants to know, here in the Daf, he said, I don't understand. I understand the Rashi's Pshat of Shochet, that's considered Netzias Neshama. He invokes the Gemara that says, Mali Kala Kula, Mali Kala Miksasa. What's a Miksasa? What's the difference whether I kill the animal entirely or I kill a little bit? So drawing some blood is some level of life source to the animal, so therefore it's a Malacha of Shochet. But then he quotes Mikol Makom, Gedolei HaMechabrim, who is the Rambam, he refers to the Rambam as the Gedolei HaMechabrim, the great authors, of the great authors, Kasru, Shu Tolda Shem Mefarik, V'hu Tamua. How come the Rambam says Mefarik? So, I think the suggestion is that, why didn't the Rambam say Shochet? Because the Rambam says it has to be a Maisa that the animal can't live from anymore. If you draw blood from a Sheretz, the Sheretz is still going to live. That's not going to be considered Netilas Neshama. While the Miri thinks, whenever you take chias away, it's not about ability to live or not live. Taking something that's a source of nourishment, that's considered Netilas Neshama for the Miri. He goes the whole way. So let's just get the extremes in right now. Of the Malacha of Shochet. The Ran says, Malacha, going back to the beginning, the Ran says the Malacha of Shechita is only when you gemar Shechita. Only when you finish everything, when it's mamish mace. When it's mamish dead, that's when there's a maisa Shechita. According to the Meiri and the Rashi, even drawing blood, which is nothing dangerous about that, even drawing blood at the other extreme, that's considered a maisa shchita. The Rambam is in the middle where it's not only misa, but it's also not simply drawing blood. It's an act that won't allow the animal or creature to live a full life anymore. So making an animal into a trefa, in yichal chayos, can't live anymore, that'd be maisa shchita. As opposed to drawing blood, it won't affect the animal's living. Even though it's chiyus for the animal, it has to be a situation where einu yachal l'chayos. And that's, I think, what the very simple answer of the Rambam, again, is the Perish Mishnayos. How come a person becomes a mumer right away at tchila shchita? Because tchila shchita already, that's the maisa shchita, according to the Rambam's definition of einu yachal l'chayos. The animal can't live anymore once you start cutting either the neck or cutting miktas simanim. But the Ran says, no, it's not a malach until you've completed everything, which is also the opinion of Tosas. I'm not going to read this inside. If you look at Tosas, Chaf Tesmeh Beis and Chulim, the Maskel Kagon, at the end there, he kind of just puts in there that the malach of Shabbos does not chal until you finish all Shnei Simanim of the Ma'isa Shechita.
Didn't we say before that we said the Rambam and Rashi was saying the same thing from Rashi and Shabbos, Chaf Zayin and Beis by the fish? So
very good. Excellent. So Rashi has two deis. He has one day it's told the Shechita and one is told the Tzaveya. So if what I'm saying is correct, I would say Rashi favors the Malach of Tzaveya, not Malach of Shochet. That's what I would suggest. But I'm not sure. I think it's a very good question. Now the problem is, and I'll leave off with the Tzarchin, so according to this whole Mahalach right now, there is a steer within the Rambam, within the Tosfos though. Because Tosfos and Chaf Tesmeh Beis, you know, let's read this inside. If you, those who have a Gemara in front of you, the Tosas and Chaf Tesmeh Beis Dimasel Kagon. If you go down 8 lines there, I'm not going to read through the whole sugya here and the whole context, but the Rambam and the Tosas writes, Afagav de Simen Echad, Lo Mechay Mishim Shabbos. If you do one Simen, you're not Chay for Shechit on Shabbos. Shlo Tikin Klum, you didn't fix anything. Mabakach, Mikol Makom, Kishe Yigmor Simen Sheni, Miha, L'chai Mishim Shabbos. When you complete both Simanim, Tosas writes, there is a Malacha of Shochet. So the Tosas clearly holds like the Ran here, that you're not violating a Malacha of Shabbos until the Gemar Shechita. The Tzarech Iyan here is, that if that's the case, Tosas should not have a question Daf Yadalad. Right? There's no Malacha to speak of, you're not Machal Shabbos until the end, so how could Tosas ask, Tema, he says, and back in Yadalad, how could you trust the Shechita? He's already Mumel Chal Shabbos, see. He's not Mumel Chal Shabbos yet. You're not Mechal Shabbos until you've completed the Melacha. But when you started, you're not Mechal Shabbos just yet. So you might have to answer for Tosfos that Tosfos may hold that an Isser Derbanan makes a person to Mechal Shabbos. Meaning what? When this Rambam holds again, The Melacha Shabbos is only Gemar Shchita. Tchila Shchita is a Kilkel. That's only Kilkel. But that's an Isser Midrabanan. So Tosas must hold that Isser Midrabanan on Shabbos does make a person into a Michal Shabbos. Otherwise, the question wouldn't make any sense. So what comes out from all this, just to recap very quickly, the Rebbe Kveger says there's a machlokas based on the Ran and Rambam whether or not an Isser Midrabanan of Kilkel Shabbos will make a person into Michal Shabbos or not. Rambam thinks it will, and the Ran thinks it does not. And I think Tosos here also thinks it does make it into Michal Shabbos. My understanding of the Machlokas was very different. It depends on the nature of the Melacha of Shechita on Shabbos. Do you say Melacha of Shechita on Shabbos is based on Misa death, which is only Gemar Shechita? That's the Shechita of the Ran. Or is it even at an earlier stage, like the Rambam holds, of cutting the neck or cutting the Simanim, Miksa Simanim, where it's already Enio Chalachayos, I can't live anymore? Or would you say even a third extreme, the Meiri and Rashi, that even drawing blood, taking away some level of chias, even though the animal will live, even that might already be a violation of the Melacha of Shochet on Shabbos, Midiraisa. Okay, we'll stop here. Monday...